Sandusky out of the 30-second timeout. Over to Brandon Potter. Over to left wing. Fading into Brandon Potter. Again, goes to work. Missed the shot, but he is bailed out with a whistle, and he's going to be going to line. 4-2 shots for the Redskins. Fouls against number 40, Cody Seaman, his fourth foul, and the team's eighth. Both teams with eight team fouls. And Potter goes to the line for two shots. He's not attempting a free throw in this game. He has 2 points. First free throw is good.
Against Brown City, it seemed like Sandusky hit every free throw that was given to him in the fourth quarter, so I'm not surprised with them going up to the line and having as much success as they are.
They're 7-for-9 in the second half. Check that. 8-for-11 and 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter. 7-point game, 39-32, Harbor Beach leading. Josh Shelke breaks the press against Lusecki. Noah feeds himself over to the right wing. Dribbles back to the top, over to Seaman, left wing. Back to Shelke. Now hands it off to Seltz to direct traffic. 4:15 left in the fourth, 39-32. Over to Kirsch, and they have Seltz, or Shelke down at the right block. Into the corner. Dribbles once, back up to Kirsch.
Looks like the Pirates are milking the clock a little bit.
Kirsch back to Shelke. Shelke's dribbling now aimlessly. 3:55 left in the fourth. Now into the paint. Kip picks it up at the free throw line. Over to Kirsch at the right wing. Trying to basically get a layup or anything easier than that.
They're still attacking. It's just a matter of...
Shelke down to Seaman for the jump shot on the baseline. This one falls. Seaman's first points of the night. Back out to a 9-point lead, 41-32.
That was a big bucket by Cody Seaman.
Down Danny Hale, left block against Shelke. This one's too strong. Rebound by Seaman. Good series by Cody Seaman. Seltz in the corner in transition. Slows it up and brings it back out to the top of the key. 41-32, high reach by 9. 3 minutes and some change in here in the fourth. Kirsch being guarded by Lusecki. Over to Seaman against Hale. Starts his dribble and they retreat. Over to Kirsch, left wing. Now they're practically playing monkey in the middle. Kirsch, top of the key. Now to Seltz on the handoff. Or Seaman, or excuse me, Shelke.
Now this is what's going to be forcing a foul type of game.
And Shelke drives into the lane and he is fouled on the way in. A one-and-one situation. Foul goes against number 12, Joe Stone. That's his second foul. And the team's ninth. So at the line, shooting 1-1 is Josh Shelke. Sitting down for Sandusky's number 30, Justin Miller. Shelke's 1-for-1 from the free throw line. He has 12 points, and he misses the free throw on the front end of a 1-1. Is tipped out of bounds by Kirsch. It'll be Sandusky ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Here comes Sandusky. Still in this one, trailing by 9 points. 41-32. Harbor Beach leading. Lusecki, left wing. Over to Potter in the corner. Back up to the top to Stone. Over to Lusecki in the right wing. Feeds it into Potter. Open in the corner is Hale for three. This one's off the mark. And rebound to Potter. Sandusky then tries to feed it into Hale. And this one's a little bit too much mustard on that one. This one goes right out of bounds. Turnover, Sandusky, the third of the fourth quarter, eighth of the night. Harbor Beach ball.
This is a big, big possession right now for both Harbor Beach and for Sandusky.
And they break the press. Seltz with it, right wing extended. Sandusky trying to trap. They get it against Seaman, but he dribbles out of it. And we have a whistle. This will be against Josh DeCam, and he has played his last minutes on the night. That's his fifth foul. So he will sit down as they send. That's actually the 10th team foul. So that sends Cody Seaman to the line for two shots. He has 1 minute to substitute him, so he's going to take all full advantage of this here and basically get a free timeout.
Cody Seaman has been shooting 65% from the foul line this year. But basically with somebody fouling out, this is kind of like a freebie for Coach Tristan Pennington as far as icing the shooter. Cody's just standing at the line all alone. Now everyone kind of joins him.
Hey, he has friends. First free throw is up, and it's good.
Hey, it didn't bother him.
Cody Seaman with 3 points, pushes out to a 10-point lead, largest of the night for Harbor Beach. 42-32, second free throw is up, and this one's also good. 11-point lead, 43-32, 2:03 left in the fourth quarter. Sandusky. And Cody Seaman nearly stole it, and Sandusky has to retreat and try and salvage what they got, but instead it turns into a turnover, and High Reach has it. Cody Seaman making the difference here in the fourth quarter. Austin Seltz to Cody Seaman. It looks like a game of Pac-Man. He's got three defenders chasing him around the court. Cody Seaman now slowing things down, left wing extended against Potter.
1:35 to go.
Potter tries to pick his pocket. He does not. And he's going to be charged with a misdemeanor. That's his fourth foul. And double bonus sends Seaman back to the line for two shots. 43-32, score stands at. Harbor Beach leading by 11. And we have a timeout called by Tristan Pennington. It will be a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. A minute 35 left in the game. 43-32, Harbor Beach by 11.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
At the line, facing a double bonus is Cody Seaman. First free throw hit every inch of the orange on that rim and rimmed out, no good. So it's Harbor Beach 43, Sandusky 32, minute 35 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. And I put that in the right spot. Into the corner and taking the first shot is Miller, and he is going to be charged with a travel. Fifth turnover for Sandusky, the 10th of the night, fifth in this quarter. Harbor Beach passes into Kirsch, right back to Seaman. And here's a double team coming at him, and he is fouled. So this will put Seaman right back to the line. Looks like he jarred that hip a little bit. He seems to be walking fine now, though. Fouls against number 30, Justin Miller, his first. Double bonus coming up for Seaman.
Cody Seaman's getting some practice at the foul line tonight.
He's going to start paying property taxes on that free throw line before you know it. First free throw, no good. Substitution for Sandusky, number 52, Connor Green. Replaces number 12, Joe Stone. Minute 26 left in the fourth. 44-32, Harbor Beach leading by 12.
Connor Green will trigger the tray, by the way.
And he goes 0 for 2 on that trip. Score remains at 12. 44-32. Sandusky Hale drives there into the lane, puts up the basket for 2 points. He has 20. It's a 10-point game. And we have a foul on the inbound pass. So this will walk the length of the court as the officials are consoling Tristan Pennington.
Looks like that's Brandon Potter's last. Yep, it is.
And that's 5 against Brandon Potter, so he will have to sit down. At least we have someone else on the free throw line. Brady Kirsch is going to be trying his best at 2 shots here. Number 10, Tyler Monroe checks in for Sandusky. First time we've seen him tonight. With a minute 13 left in the fourth. First free throw, no good off the front of the iron. Wasn't the prettiest of shots I've seen.
Yeah, he gets another opportunity to redeem himself.
And this free throw, no good either. So it stays at 10 points. Minute 12 left, here we go. Hale bringing it down the court to the right wing at the top of the key now. Trying to get something going. Diving into the lane, being guarded by Shelkey.